You're listening to Proven Perspectives, a podcast with John Hawkins, the founder of Leadership Edge Incorporated. I'm Laura, John's daughter, and in each episode, we will explore a topic related to life, leadership, or mentoring. Through nearly 50 years of faith in Christ, John has learned proven life and leadership perspectives that will equip listeners for a lifestyle of leadership in their marriages, families, careers, communities, and churches. Hi, Dad.
Hey, it's good to be back with you.
I know. So we recorded one episode yesterday and our second today, and I have some good news.
What is it?
We have at least one listener.
And who might that be?
Shelby, my four-year-old daughter. She loves podcasts, actually. And when she heard that we were meeting to work on a podcast, she was all over it. So,
and for all of my friends who are listening, I didn't have to bribe her with any french fries or anything. This was completely willing on her part.
Yeah, I think she was kind of impressed. So anyway, so today we are going to be talking about encouragement.
That's right. And boy, this is a topic that if you were kind of to just like boil down all the most important things that I've ever learned in my life, so much of it goes around this whole thing of encouragement. It's been an important theme in my own life in terms of my own great need for encouragement, but also in the organization I've started with the leadership development and mentoring that I've done through the years. The topic of encouragement that we're looking at today has played a key role in it all.
And I believe that there is about a 5-minute video on encouragement that we will attach as part of the show notes.
Absolutely.
Would you give us an overview of what you share in that?
Of the show notes? Yeah.
Well, of that video.
Yeah. It's basically built around Hebrews 3:13, which says, "But encourage one another day after day, as long as it's still called today, so that none of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin." And we look at that verse in this, and we talk about our daily need to be encouraged and our daily need to encourage others. And we're especially talking about that really in this Bible passage, the thing that keeps us from being hardened by the deceitfulness of sin is encouragement. And also, for any of you who are Bonhoeffer fans, we have a great, very long Bonhoeffer quote in this video that you'll be able to listen to. And we also will have a printed version of it as well.
Yeah. Well, I'm just curious. Did you have that quote memorized? I meant to ask you that.
No, I don't have that quote. It's about four
paragraphs. It just
paragraphs.
Kept going? Amazed.
And I will say, at almost 64 years old, I'm doing good to remember my cell phone number. So, no.
Okay. So, the Hebrews passage, I had never really thought, because in the video, you make this statement that even more so possibly than accountability, the scriptures are saying that encouragement helps us to avoid being hardened to sin. And that almost seems counterintuitive.
Yeah, these days it really does. But again, just to say the verse one more time so it'll be in our minds as we're talking, it says, "But encourage one another day after day, as long as it's still called today, so that none of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin." And so what that verse very clearly says is the thing that keeps us from being hardened by the deceitfulness of sin, it doesn't mention accountability, it mentions encouragement. And I think that's really important because I think we are in somewhat of a time, a season, an era in biblical Christianity where we talk a whole lot about accountability. And that makes perfect sense. It's a good idea, it's a very helpful idea for with some trusted friends or spiritual guides for us to be accountable for particular things in our lives. But I've noticed over the years that accountability tends to, over time, kind of lose its effect in actually inhibiting sin. You know, like if you're accountable to your friend about problems you have with anger, then the first time you have to go to your friend and say, "Gosh, I was angry at my husband again," you know, you feel bad, you kind of, "I don't want to do this, please pray for me." And that does maybe kind of inhibit sin a bit. But about the fourth or fifth time that you've gone to your friend and said, "Yeah, I've been angry again," it's good to still be accountable, but it's not really doing very much to keep me from mm-hmm. sinning in that area.
Yeah.
And I think this verse is talking about the thing that keeps us from being deceived by sin is encouragement towards what God has called us mm-hmm. to. You know, that phrase there, hardened by the deceitfulness of sin, the idea there is it's like sin comes along and says to us, you're not going to really be fulfilled unless you do this, mm-hmm. this sinful thing.
Sure.
And then you do it, and you realize long-term, you're anything but fulfilled. Mm-hmm. You're anything but happy. And as you see yourself do that over and over again, you are being deceived by sin. And what that leads to is kind of a cynical hardness
yeah.
of just giving up. Another thing about the accountability that's a little bit of a problem is it tends to focus on what not to do
mm-hmm. yeah.
rather than focusing on what we are to mm-hmm. do. You know, it's kind of like, did you or did you not do this bad thing this week?
Right.
And so with encouragement, what we're focusing on isn't the did you or didn't you this week approach. We're focusing more on that which God's called me to do, that which God's called me to be a mm-hmm. part of, kind of the aspiration of our life. And we're thinking of ways that we can encourage our brother, our sister, our husband, wife, our friend towards those things mm-hmm. that God has clearly called us to.
Yeah, that's really good. Okay, so what would you say, like, I think some people are geared more towards encouragement and maybe something they feel more of a need for, and so they maybe naturally do it. What would you say to a person who just feels like, I'm not a natural encourager, I think it sounds weird when I try to do it, it sounds forced, like, what is the first step to growing as an encourager?
Such a good question. We were doing that in Leadership Edge, the organization I'm with. Last night, we were doing one of our web-based national mentor training sessions, and someone asked a very similar question about this. And as I was thinking, the way to become an encourager is somehow we have to get out of ourselves. Mm-hmm. We have to get out of our perspective, even out of our comfort zone mm-hmm. a little bit, and begin to really take on the interest of others, especially around what has God called this person to do or to be. And so I would say the beginning point for that is prayer, where you're asking God to help you to come alongside your friend and really think through what are the things that my friend needs mm-hmm. to kind of come to the place that God wants him to mm-hmm. come to. And God, how could you use me through my words, my actions, to encourage them towards that, to trust in you towards that. So it really involves getting out of yourself, getting interested in them, beginning to get a sense of the vision that God's called them to, but not trying to pull that off on your own strength, mm-hmm. but continually going to God in prayer, asking, God, help me to become an encourager. You might want to start with one person, mm-hmm. and you might want to start kind of in one area of their life that you think you could be an encouragement to them in.
Okay, yeah. Okay, and then I'm trying to think through, like, other challenges to being an encourager. So I would say I tend to be a person who is an encourager, but I think a lot of times my encouragement is, related to behaviors or performance, like, oh, you're so gifted at this, or, like, you really added a lot, you know, to this. And yet, as I'm moving through life, I'm seeing kind of like you have said, that the encouragement that is really meaningful and that really, like, points me towards God is that is more focused on God and what he's doing and how he can help. So I guess how in the moment do you hear what someone's saying, what they're struggling with or going through, and, like, are there prompts or phrases that you think through of, like, how can I point them towards God? Or I guess, how in the moment do you grow in your ability to, on the spot, encourage in a way that points people to the gospel?
Great question. And And the way I go about it may be a little different than others, I don't know, but what I try to get clear about is, both in general terms that would be true for any believer, things related to who this person is, what is God calling them to?
Mm-hmm.
So like in the one of Paul's epistles, he says, this is the will of God for you, your sanctification.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the things that tells me is any part of my life, in any day of my life, whatever mm-hmm. I'm at in life, God is wanting to make me more like Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a big ticket that's true for everyone. And so if I have that category in mind, mm-hmm. this is something God wants of all of us, is to become more like Jesus. Then, as I see them act like Jesus, it gives me something to say to them of, you know, when you did that, it reminded me so much of what Jesus would have done.
Hmm.
So that's kind of a big ticket item. Another one for me is, I believe that at the core of God and why he made man and the world and everything else,
mm-hmm.
was to declare his glory to us and for us as his creatures to bring honor and glory to him in terms of how we believe him and how we live for him. And so that's another thing. Whenever I see someone believing in Jesus in a way that I know brings glory to him,
mm-hmm.
or making sacrificial choices for others that I know is with the intent to bring honor and glory to them,
mm-hmm.
then pointing those out and just saying, I know that the Lord must have been pleased when he saw you do that, because you were believing him when it was really hard, and that brings honor and glory to him. So I think having some of the big ticket things uh-huh. that God calls all of us to is really important. But I think also, as we get around others and get a little bit of aware of the unique way God made them, and some of the unique gifts that God has given them,
mm-hmm.
and then begin to think through, pray through, God, how do you want to use these gifts
mm-hmm.
to bring honor and glory to you?
Mm-hmm.
And is there a way that I can encourage my friend, my mm-hmm. relative, whoever, towards that, doing that? Say, you know, Laura, for you, you are clearly a gifted writer, and God has given you
Thanks, Dad.
Gifts around writing. And he also has given you an interest in writing that even at this time in your life when you're so busy and got so much going on, you're devoting some time to writing. And when I see that and see the way that you're using God's gifts in your life, that's something that I want to encourage, because it just seems so right. He's giving you this gift, you're interested in it, you're motivated. And so any way I can encourage you towards that, I want to be sure to do so.
Yeah, well, and you certainly do. Yeah, I really liked what you called the big ticket items, but that God wants all of us to become more like Jesus. And so when we see people acting like Jesus, pointing that out. And then when I see people believing in Jesus and or being willing to sacrifice for others, those are really helpful for me personally. Great, thank you. So then you referenced, I guess it was also still that verse from Hebrews, but that talked about encouragement being a daily thing. And, you know, I think anything that is a daily thing can seem a little bit daunting, you know?
So. Yes, and daunting. It's like the way this is written is unlike any other passage of Scripture that I've ever read in my life, mm-hmm. meaning just the insistency of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, think of how it's written, but encourage one another day after day,
mm-hmm.
as long as it's still called today.
Mm-hmm.
Encourage each other. I don't know of any other passage where it says, do this every day, as long as it's still called today, do this.
Mm-hmm.
It's just kind of this insistent urgency
mm-hmm.
around doing this. And and it's kind of hidden almost like in the book of Hebrews in chapter 3. And you really hear very few sermons ever given on this verse.
Yeah, it's true.
And yet I don't know of any other verse in the Bible about any command of God that is so just insistent. If this is today, you've got to be doing this. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it is to be a daily thing. And I guess the hope I have is, again, some of us are a little bit more oriented towards by God's gifting to be an encourager. Some of us maybe a little less so. But we always know that in the things that God commands us to, if we will trust Him, if we will lean into it, if we will begin to take baby steps mm-hmm. towards acting it out, He will give us that mm-hmm. grace. And so if one of our listeners today is thinking, gosh, I'm just not an encourager, and when I do it, it seems kind of dorky or mm-hmm. kind of, you know, almost silly. Right. I feel like I'm trying to be like a cheerleader cheesy, or something. Yeah. Well, I get that you may feel that way, but this verse doesn't go away. Mm-hmm. And the great hope you have is that as you lean into it, as you pray into it, as you begin to believe, God's calling me to do this every day. Mm-hmm. As you do that, He will give you the grace to grow into it, and grow into it in a way to where, whether it becomes like a major gift of yours or not, mm-hmm. you will see God work in and through you in such a way to where you'll be glad that you did this. Mm-hmm. And you'll see how God uses it in the life of others to give them hope and encouragement. And you'll be glad you did this. So if this is kind of a new thing, you know, being an encourager to begin with, but especially the day after day part, then believe God. Mm-hmm. And you'll find Him right in the middle of it, and He will bless you as you pursue it.
Right. Yeah, that's really good. So, okay, with it being a daily thing, let's get some examples of either ways that you, day in, day out, like, is it you send encouraging text messages? I mean, like, if you're not having a meeting with someone where you, like, obviously have a chance to do this, like, what does it look like to do this on a daily basis? How do you do that? How have you seen other people do that?
Yeah, well, I do think you mentioned text messages. For me, that is just such an easy go-to. Mm-hmm. It's interesting, so many mornings in my quiet times, as I'm reading a passage or as I'm praying, God brings to mind someone who could be encouraged by what God's been speaking to me about. Mm-hmm. And so as part of my quiet time, I will send out anywhere from 1 to 2 texts to maybe 8 or 10 texts. Mm-hmm. Just to friends saying something like, you know, I was reading this morning, it brought you to mind, just wanted you to hear it as well. Mm-hmm. Can be something like that. Or also, if I remember in my quiet time as I'm praying for them, something that someone has asked me to pray about their growth, about mm-hmm. them becoming more like Jesus, and I remember to pray for them, mm-hmm. then sometimes I'll text and say, I just want you to know I was praying for you this morning, and I'm confident that as you continue to believe God in this, He is going to bring you along. Mm-hmm. I think for me, the texting, either in my quiet time or other times during the day when they come to mind, can really, really be helpful. I think other times are just when I see them, if seeing their face reminds me of something they've shared with me in the past, kind of taking an interest in that again mm-hmm. and asking how that's going, what's going on with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, okay, so I'm assuming that a lot of our listeners may be involved in mentoring, and so they may already, in addition to their families and, you know, in friendships, may be intentionally encouraging a mentee. But maybe some of... I know sometimes it can feel like maybe there aren't people encouraging you. And so on a regular basis, how do you, help to cultivate a culture in your friendships where that happens? Or what do you do if you feel like that's something that you wish was more a part of your life? How do you do that?
That's such a good question, because I think that there aren't that many encouragers out there mm-hmm. sometimes.
Yeah.
I think we all live busy lives and we all just kind of get caught up in our stuff. And sometimes as we begin to trust God around this passage of day after day, encouraging others, we can begin to feel the need in our own lives, mm-hmm. you know. But I think the thing we have to remember is that God says he gave us his word mm-hmm. for our encouragement through the encouragement of Scripture.
Yeah.
And I think that there will never be a human encourager or a group of human encouragers that will take the place of the role of God's word and God's spirit mm-hmm. to encourage us deeply. And so what encourages me in terms of my walk with God is in the morning just spending a few minutes thinking again about what it means that God has told me that he's my father, that he will never fail me or forsake mm-hmm. me, and that he's always got my back, mm-hmm. and that no matter what happens, and even no matter what hard lesson he has to take me mm-hmm. through, I'm going to be okay. Mm-hmm. And so I think if I begin with kind of a foundational level of encouragement from the Word mm-hmm. and from God, then if other encouragement comes through the day, that's just like icing on the cake. Mm-hmm. But if it doesn't, I'm going to be okay because I've heard my Father's voice this morning, and he has told me that I'm good because of what he's done for me. Mm-hmm. So I think that's it.
Great. Well, Dad, I feel like I have a lot more questions. We could go on and on, but I know we want to honor keeping this around 20 minutes. So we'll go ahead and wrap up for today. Thanks so much for sharing your thoughts.
Oh, you bet. And we are glad to send out the show notes to you, and any ways that we can be of help, let us know.
Listeners, if you would like to find out more about John's thoughts on life, leadership, and mentoring, please go to the Leadership Edge website at www.lead-edge.com. Or if you have questions or ideas of topics for future podcasts, please reach out to us at lai@lead-edge.com. We look forward to hearing from you.